Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, good morning. How is everything?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are great.
Quick turnaround this morning.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, a lot of little weather flying around. And listen, how does this thing get turned back around in terms of what's going on with this losing streak? It seems like you guys were flying high and then just a couple bumps. Do you identify some things in, and I know you only control the games that you pitch for the most part, but some things that can be quickly brought back to center and you guys can get back to winning, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to be fine. You know, you go through these little stretches throughout the course of a season, and I think the most important thing is being able to realize what we're, you know, what we need to adjust and what we need to fix, and being able to right the ship before things get too out of hand. So today's a good opportunity to do that. We got, you know, our ace on the mound today. Everyone's healthy. Our bullpen's loaded up. So today's kind of the day where we're going out there trying to change momentum.
As a teammate, you always want to pick up your teammates when they're struggling. Does that, as a starting pitcher, sometimes lead you to go out there and perhaps try to do a little too much on days when you can see that your offense, because of injuries or whatever the reason, has been struggling? Does it sometimes lead you to trying to do too much as a starter?
You know, it could. As a starter, you know, you have the opportunity to go out there and set the tone for the whole day. And with the way that we've been throwing, I don't think any of us have to go out there with any more pressure added on of trying to carry the game on our own. You know, we've been talking about it a lot as starters, and, you know, sometimes you have tough luck. You go 6-7 innings and, you know, you give up minimal runs and you're not able to win the game. But we feel like the more often we can go out there and put up 6-7 innings with three or less, you know, we're going to win a lot more of those games than we lose. So the more consistent we can be with, you know, our performance of six-inning quality starts. Gosh, I'm going brain fart on that.
It's early, Joe.
Put together quality starts, the better opportunity we're going to have to win, and I think we're going to win a lot more of those than we lose.
Pirates pitcher Joe Musgrove joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Two-part question. I'm going to ask the first part first, let you answer, and then get to the second one. You're scheduled to go Saturday at Dodger Stadium, 6 o'clock game, Dodger Stadium. The sun will be going down over Chavez Ravine. You're a Southern California guy. Is there a little something more to pitching at that place, Joe?
Yeah, it's special. There's a lot of history in that park. It's been around a long time. You know, I got some special memories from our 2017 season playing there. And, you know, I'll be going up against Clayton Kershaw, one of the best in the game, so. A lot of things to be excited for. I really can't wait for it.
That's the second part of the question that I want to get to. Guys say, listen, I'm facing the other team's lineup. I'm going to pitch 1-9. I'm going to pitch against those guys. I have to worry about what their lineup is. But when you look out at that other bullpen and the other guy who's warming up is a guy like Kershaw, is a stud, is a guy that's done so much, do you try to out-duel? Do guys lie when they say I'm not pitching against the other guy is what I'm getting at?
Right. I don't know. I mean, I try to, when I go out and pitch, it's a competition of me versus the other starter. You know, that's how I look at it. And if I can outlast that other starter, I think we're going to have a good chance to win the game. And I understand it is Clayton Kershaw, and there's, you know, there's a big name behind that face. But, you know, I've been throwing the ball well this year. And, you know, I feel prepared. I'm ready to go. I know this lineup pretty well. So I like my chances.
I've heard a couple people say so far this year, Joe, that your rotation, and you called J-Mo the ace a couple minutes ago when you talked about him taking the mound today, but they've talked about your rotation being four or five guys that are all kind of on a level playing field. You've all got qualities of a number one starter, and you can all step up and be that on a given day. How does leadership figure into that? Because I see you as one of the guys in the clubhouse, even though, what, you've been here a year and a half now. It hasn't been that long, but because of your experience, I see you as a guy who, whether it be by example or by imparting your experiences on other guys, has taken a leadership role in that clubhouse. Have you gone out of your way to do that?
I don't think so, man. I mean, I've tried to take on a bit more of a leadership-type role, but with the understanding that I'm still, you know, only in my third season. So by no means am I trying to come in like the veteran that's got it all figured out, but I feel like I lead a little bit more by example than anything. You know, I've been told by the guys that it's, you know, my personality and my attitude and the way I approach things is contagious, and I think that's a good quality to have, you know, and as long as I'm pushing the right things on guys, you know, it tends to wear off on them, and you know, that's kind of how I try to have my effect. But we all feel that way, you know, as starters. You know, we feel like we have an opportunity to be leaders. You know, we have complete control of the game. And when we go out there, you know, regardless if you're that one guy or the five guy, when you're out there, you're the ace for that day. And you have a chance to set the tone. So,
Joe, I know we talked about this in spring training, the bond that you guys had as a staff, and especially the five of you guys, and that you all knew going into this season this was your role. This was the first time you've been together in Bradenton as the five starters, and you guys were going to kind of be really tight. You guys do this on purpose. You watch each other's bullpen. You get out to each other before the guys are gonna, as they're warming up, before they're gonna make their start. How different is it that you're on a team now, or maybe I don't know if you've had this before, where guys see each other, those five guys, as a team within a team?
Yeah, I've never had a chemistry quite like we do here. You know, I was around some pretty talented pitchers and some pretty big names when I was with Houston. And having McCann as a catcher, I sure did learn a lot about myself. But, you know, I feel like the camaraderie and, you know, the bond that I have amongst this group of starters is like nothing I've ever experienced. Not only like the level of fun that we have playing the game and learning from each other, but the knowledge that's shared. You know, I mean, we're constantly talking. And after starts, we're sharing information on what we saw from the hitters, what they thought we could have done differently. We're talking between innings on sequencing and on approaching, and you know what we're kind of seeing, and we're going in with mindsets of each series of the first guy kind of setting the tone of what we want to establish early in the series, and that allows the other starters to pitch successfully, you know, based on their game. So
when you look at the offenses you're facing this week, Joe, Arizona in this series and then LA this weekend, two of the more productive offenses in baseball, and you dig into the numbers, because I know you guys like to sit and look at those, what are you noticing? What are some of the trends you're seeing this year for the teams like Milwaukee, LA, Arizona that are hitting the ball well, and how do you work around that?
Yeah, you know, they're not waiting to get in tough counts. You know, they're coming out aggressive, they're ready to swing, and they're not missing the fastballs. You know, so with a lineup like this, my approach the other day was, you know, especially this lineup, Arizona, they're the number one offense on slugging on first pitch of the at-bat. And, you know, they're doing a lot of damage early in the count. So, you know, what that tells us is they're trying to get a fastball to hit early, and they're not trying to get to two strikes and put themselves in a situation where they might have to be more defensive and stuff. So for us, you know, our strength is throwing strikes and commanding the zone. So if we can execute quality first pitch strikes, we can get guys out in 1-2 pitches, allowing us to get deeper in the games. And a lot of it's just reading the game, you know, reading the hitters. When you have a quick inning and you start rolling, you know, you got to notice when their hitters are going to be more patient. You can take your strikes early in the zone. You get runners on base, you know, they're going to be a bit more aggressive, trying to get the heaters early and not get in a hole. So maybe you have to expand a little more. And those are all things that we're talking about on the bench and that we're going over in our scouting reports. And the preparation from this team is just, it's on another level.
All right, I got two off-the-wall questions. What if one, and then another off-the-wall question to end it, Joe. Joe Musgrove, Pirates pitcher, joining us. Sunday, Gunn gets on to start the ninth inning, and we all know what happened at the very end of that game. It was the day before you pitched. What if the skipper would have said, Joe, you're an athlete, man. Can you run for us? Would you have been out there running the day before you pitched?
Well, 100%. You know, I don't think that has too much effect on me. You know, as starters, we run more than anybody. So my legs are pretty well conditioned. I understand that it's more important for me to go out and give them a strong start the next day. But, I mean, that stuff excites me, man. Any chance I have to get in the game and contribute, I'm there.
Get those legs loosened up. Last thing for you. Who are the Bolts going to take tonight? Have you made your mock draft and looked at who the Chargers are going to take tonight?
Gosh, you know, I haven't, man. I really haven't. But I really like both of them. I mean, I know he probably won't make it all the way to the Chargers pick, but, you know, who knows, with the way trades go and stuff on this day, could be something that ends up in our favor.
Is it time to take the heir apparent to Phil Rivers?
Yes. Is it quarterback time?
It could be. You know, I've enjoyed watching Phil, and there's been so much negative talk about him being a complainer and whining all the time and pouting, but he grew up in San Diego and you watched him play, man. He's a champion. He's a winner. And he's a really good leader, controls his team, and he's passionate, man. You know, he cares. So I love Rivers. I hope he sticks around, but who knows? He probably doesn't have many years left.
Joe Musgrove. Joe, go get him at Dodger Stadium, straight up against Kershaw. Let's see you do it on Saturday night. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Right on, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Joe. All right. Really, 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 really good stuff from Joe there. And that is, there is something special, and I've been fortunate enough to get out there a bunch of times to Dodger Stadium.
It's
that Saturday night game, and they play that evening game. It's, a 6:10 local start that they play.
Yep. And you get that golden glow behind the hill as it comes up.
Gosh. Well, they start at 6:10 in L.A., so the people get there by 9.
So that's turn why. Around and leave at 9:15.
Right, so they go to dinner at 10. I mean, that's why. But it is fabulous to see that sun coming down. In Kershaw, Musgrove, Saturday night out there, I mean, that is appointment television watching at 9 o'clock our time.
I'm glad he brought up the experience he has in that place, because that's I would think walking back out there after everything he went through in the World Series, there's a little extra juice.
Well, and I'm glad he didn't lie about it. Where, you know, it isn't Miller Park. Right. It's a different place. Yeah. And guys could say, well, it's a major league mound and any place is, well, I'm sorry, it isn't like the place in Miami.
Right.
It's different. It just is. And I'm glad guys like Joe Musgrove and there are other guys that embrace the kind of the totality of the experience and understand that there are different places that are real special.
There was a lot of good insight into what he's about
mm-hmm.
in that chat about the pinch running question and just the straight answer about that and just the whole. I mean, this guy doesn't take. I mean, he has fun. He doesn't take anything from anybody.
Well,
you know, he's great.
He took somebody out in the Cubs series right after Diaz got slid into by Rizzo.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a great teammate.
It wasn't a position player.
He's a baller, not a dude.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.